Hi, I'm Hannah. My friends call me HB Fit, which comes from the days when I started documenting my health journey on Instagram. I was a DJ who was just getting to know this world of wellness, and I would tag photos of all the smoothies and workouts and beauty products I was loving, hashtag HB Fit. Over time, as health became more and more central in my life, the nickname stuck. I love discovering everything new that is out there. Whatever's going on in fitness, food, and beauty, I want to try it and taste it. If it works for me, I'll usually write about it for HB Fit, the online community I launched so that women could share knowledge with each other in a welcoming, inclusive, zero judgment, no haters, pressure-free zone. I'm all about self-care and health from the perspective of what makes women feel good. I started the company because I wanted to talk about what I love with other women who were feeling the same pressures and concerns that I was. When I was growing up in New York City as a young, Black, Jewish woman and going to ballet school, I spent a lot of time trying to understand why I didn't look like everyone else around me or why I was expected to. Maybe that's why I wanted to be an artist, so that I could break out of the mold in some way. In college, I studied sculpture in a small town where there was one local bar. And of course, we hung out there as often as you would if you were 20 years old and there was only one place to go. One night, I was chilling with my friend Henry, talking about how we were bored with the music they played at our one haunt. We were convinced that we'd be able to throw an epic party if they would only give us an aux cord and let our friends into the bar. So we told the owner. We said we would bring our own equipment and bring people with us, and he finally agreed to let us DJ a party. It wound up turning into a rager, and the owner asked us to throw a party every Thursday night going forward. That summer, at home in New York City, I made the rounds of the nightclubs to convince the managers or owners, whoever would talk to me, to let me play. I showed up and asked for a job every week until finally someone gave me a chance. Eventually, other club owners heard about me, and I started getting some gigs. I moved back to New York City in 2010. Jobs were scarce, and I couldn't afford a studio space and materials for sculpting, so I kept on DJing. I became a staple in the New York scene and certainly one of the only Black female DJs around. It was super fun, and I met wildly cool people. But after 3 years, I was tired and burned out. I couldn't continue living such a demanding nightlife. It was draining, mentally and physically. I started to lose touch with myself and the things that made me happy. I was no longer a morning person like I had been. I never worked out, and I usually didn't eat more than one meal a day. Honestly, I was a mess. I was tired of feeling exhausted, so I began talking with experts about what I could do to feel good. That was such a turning point for me. That was when I began trying all the good stuff, the new trends and philosophies, as well as the most ancient of human health secrets. That's when I buckled up and surrendered to my health journey. Wellness on Main. From that moment forward, I was all about transformation, my own kind of transformation. As a younger person, I had struggled with body image and with my weight, and none of that struggle made me feel very good. If I was going to focus so much energy on my physical body, it couldn't be about meeting some societal ideal of perfection. The motivation for my health journey needed to come from me and me alone. And my guiding philosophy, my goal, was to do things that would make me feel good. If restricting my eating made me feel anxious, I needed to listen to my body and eat more of what was good for me, less of what wasn't. And also make sure to enjoy a burger once in a while. If drinking milk made my stomach hurt, I needed to find a way of getting the richness and satisfaction of dairy without getting the cows and the goats involved. If certain workouts felt like they were hurting my body, I would find the ones that strengthened it in a way that felt right for me. I wanted to get to know myself, my body, and what I really liked and needed. I was willing to try anything to figure it out. I loved the trial and error of being a guinea pig, testing out the latest fads and learning from each experience what actually worked for me. As I progressed further and further into this growing space of wellness, I wanted to share all the cool stuff I was getting to try, so I started posting tips on Instagram. Insert hashtag HBFit.